3, 2, 1.
Pasadena, California. It's The Gathering. Here's your host, Sky.
Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much for joining The Gathering. Thank you, Jeremy. Our one of our favorite nerds, and not just the only nerd that's part of this podcast and this shindig. We haven't been here for a while. A lot of things were coming up, but we are back, and we are very happy to be back. We are excited about today. Let me introduce the nerds that make up The Gathering. First, we have Oscar.
Wes, what's going on?
Wes, Oscar, welcome. We got Daniel. What's up, Daniel? How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Good to be back.
Yeah, finally. And we got the Zoom user himself, Mr. Teacher of Kids, the the
Mr.
man,
Derek.
The myth, the legend, Derek.
It's Mr. Derek to you.
Oh, man. Welcome back, guys. It's been a while. I know we had a lot going on. We'll get into that. First off, if you are joining us for the first time, thank you. This podcast is really just us having fun, talking about stuff we love, nerd stuff. Today, we got a good show for you. We got a jam-packed show. Not a lot of nerd news, not a lot of stuff, but it is quality. I mean, we are going to be busting at the seams with quality today. So sit back, relax, pull up a chair, turn up your radio if you're driving, be safe, and let's get the show started. Oscar, welcome, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just hanging in there. You know, I'm on the iPhone game now. I'm not a Samsung anymore.
Do you feel better? Do you feel happier that you're part of the...
Do you feel happier in person?
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, I had one back in the day, but honestly, being back on an iPhone, it's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie, I like the features. I like the iPhone in general, so it's pretty nice. Sorry, Samsung.
Do you like it better or?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right.
Welcome to the dark side.
Oh, first off, everyone, sorry if I have a little cough. I am recovering from the Rona, so I...
I see the monkeypox.
Yeah, gosh, everything.
Shit, I was standing by him. Fuck.
Nah, I'm well done with that, Derek, so you're safe now.
No, you're I'm talking about you.
Me?
Derek has monkeypox.
Oh, Derek,
you're safe.
Oh, shit.
Monkeypox, asshole?
Yeah, you had monkeypox, bro. Derek, you caught it. We all know you caught
monkey
it.
Monkeypox these nuts.
If Derek would be the one, if anyone, who got monkeypox first, that would be perfect. All right, Oscar, what else, man? What's going on? I know that you had a bunch of work stuff going on not too long ago. What's going on with that?
Yeah, working at a district, at an elementary school district, it kind of wasn't the right fit for me, so I started where I all began at a day program. They offered me a little bit more money since I started, from when I started, and they gave me my position back. So I'm back as a supervisor, with a better pay. You know, so the benefits are not that great, but that's fine.
Okay, there was a gap in between there because you got let go of from a job, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think you hit a kid.
Fuck you. I was working at Big Five.
Okay.
And I'm still working at Big Five as a part time. That kept me going until I realized, well, maybe they take me back on my old job, in which they did. They were like, yeah, come back. You know, we'll pay you more and we'll give you supervisor title back. And I'm like, let's do it. I'm down.
Oh, that's awesome, man! Congratulations. I know you were really stressed about that last time, so that's actually really cool.
Yeah, I'm over it. You know, over how the whole process was taken upon me, or how it was with me, and it left a little sour taste in my mouth. It's just bad management or bad front office. You know, it just wasn't well, and I'm just glad I wasn't in that environment because I didn't feel comfortable.
Is this the same? Place. You're working with the same people?
Yeah. Wait, my old job?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm back in the same company with my, with old people. Okay. With, no, with the autistic kids.
What? So he's saying that he didn't want to be in that bad environment where he got let go, but he's back. He's happy that he's in this new old job where they treat him good.
There you go.
Okay, I'm
Jesus.
Is it just
Samsung so user to dude. Apple? It's
messed up.
I get you, Oscar.
Okay,
I get you, bro.
I you know what, maybe it's either me being sick or Oscar's higher than normal tonight. I don't know, but it's one of the two. I don't understand. No, okay, Oscar, good man. I'm glad you do sound happier. Last time you sounded stressed, so I'm glad things are working out.
Much appreciate it.
Cool. Anything else new, man? You got anything else going on?
No, I'm just watching the new season of Peaky Blinders, season 6 on Netflix.
All right, hold off on that. We're gonna get into TV shows and all that nonsense in a little bit, but. I've never seen Peaky Blinders, and I've heard really good things. So you can kind of give us kind of your take on it in a bit, Daniel.
Okay, what the fuck is Peaky Blinders? It sounds like porn. Peaky
Blinders. Sounds like dog porn.
Dog porn.
Peaky Blinder.
Shit. What was that, Daniel? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say after that. This is perfect. It's best. Daniel, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good, man. Life is crazy right now.
I know. We know. I don't know if you want to inform the.
That's fine.
There's five people listening to us.
Five people listening.
No, just right before. Thank you, everyone. I know we're not producing content all the time right now, but we're getting a lot of, a lot of people are still tuning in and listening, and even more so than we've had in the last 7, 8, 9 months. So thank you everyone for listening and making us part of your day. We appreciate it. So Daniel, go on. Sorry to take your thunder.
No, we're good. My son broke his arms.
Broke his arm.
Like 2 weeks ago. So he's been in a lot of pain. And
where was was Derek when all this went down? Was he?
Was he's worried. The one that pushed him. Derek pushed him. That's how it happened.
Motherfucking did it. Damien stood in front of his Warzone game and he threw a control at him.
Yeah. So anyway, so he broke his arm. He's been in pain. He's been in like a soft cast, not a really cast, just like wrap his arm in a sling. And we went to the doctors finally this Friday, and then he's going to get operated on Wednesday, so he's going to have surgery Wednesday. So, and then after that, it's another 3 weeks of recovery. So hopefully this blows over fast, because it's a lot of work. Definitely having a toddler and not happy all day and can't sleep at night, it's a long time.
Oh, I bet. One of you guys, your mics is making a lot of hissing sounds.
Yeah, it sounds like it's rubbing against something.
Yeah, so.
Oh, okay.
We haven't. I don't know if it was you, Daniel, but just in case.
Probably. I don't know.
Daniel, stop rubbing your fucking beard,
man. So is he doing better? I mean, from then until now, how's he feeling?
He's in good spirit now. It seems like it's not bothering as much, but he's on Tylenol and Motrin 24 hours a day. Oh, and they go back and forth. Yeah.
He's chasing the dragon.
Yes, he's chasing the dragon. But he's doing a lot better. But I'm just scared that after this surgery, he's going to go back to square one. He's going to be miserable and it's going to be all tough again.
Yeah. At least you have an idea and expect it. I'm sure he's not going to be a happy camper. I'm sure it's going to be very painful at the beginning. Surgery is never easy right away, but he's young. He'll heal fast. So
the whole stress thing, we had to take a lot of time off because he can't go to school. And now it's for sure those 3 weeks after recovery, we both have to take time off. I might even take a leave of absence, LOA, whatever it's called, just to be at home with him. Not worry.
That's a good thing. That's what we're afforded.
Why don't you just work remotely? You already do it technically.
Yeah, but working from home, you have a chance to go in. They call you and it's emergency and they can go in. You have to go in. But if you're off, it's they can't tell you anything, you know?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's easier. It's going to be easier too, because the kid's going to sleep at different times during the day. So if you're there, if you're working remotely, I'm guaranteed the times aren't going to match up. And you're going to be exhausted. So
that sucks.
Well, yeah, that's why we get LOA. That's why we get all that stuff. That's why it's afforded to us. So
yeah,
that is like weaning him off from drugs. Huh? That's pretty cool.
Sooner or later, dude. He's gonna do this and then go through withdrawals. Tell him to call me. I'll give him some.
Basically, he's gonna want like Flintstone gummies.
I'll give him some. I'll give him some pointers. All right, Damon. Yeah. Right when you start sweating, dude, just eat some sunflower seeds, man. Eat some sunflower seeds.
Put something in your mouth. You're good.
So I suck on a Halls.
Other than that, pretty good. Still approaching, pursuing golf. I went golfing this morning. Did 18 holes. Still suck at it, but I'm getting better. But it's really cool. I'm really enjoying that.
All right, how many holes did you either break even, which is par, or birdie today?
I had one birdie.
Oh.
And then I had maybe like four pars. It's horrible.
That's not
out of 18 holes.
Yeah,
out of
18 holes. You know what though? If you were getting par or you were going getting under, think about this. Professionals, like their a good golf day is like -7, -8, you know? So that means they're only under on the course of 18 seven times. Mm. The rest of the time they're par.
Par, yeah.
So
then I got my dad into it, and then we're trying to get Memo into it. Took him to the golf range, and he loved it. One of my uncles. So now we need to get Sky back in it. That we have four. That we can go.
You know what? I know how to play. I mean, I could get out there and play anytime, and probably win the match. Just saying.
There you go. See, we got our fourth.
Right there. Derek, will you caddy for me?
I don't know. When am I in my late 30s? Pretty much.
Wow! Let me mark that time.
That's not bad. I said worse.
11 minutes.
Fucking Derek.
All right. Derek, you know who you would be?
What?
I don't care if you said worse, by the way. Worse does not matter. Worse is worth that.
Stop censoring me. I'm going to start my own podcast.
Derek is censored. Derek's our most censored person on this channel. Oh, no, Derek, have you seen Happy Gilmore, right?
No.
You'd be like the big guy with the nail in his neck.
I don't know. Happy Gilmore kind of, maybe because it's golf, I really didn't give a shit about it. Well, yeah, I don't care.
Really?
It's a great movie, dude. Yeah,
yeah, it's really.
It's golf, though. The hell is golf? Really?
God. All right, Daniel, anything else, man? You got going on?
That's pretty much it for me, man. That's it.
Golf is awesome. I approve. Stamp of gathering approval right there.
Yeah.
Derek, what about you, man? How you doing? What's going on with you? How's life?
Good. You know, helping the kids out because I'm an educator and a sculptor of minds. Unlike Daniel, beating kids and, you know, just starting fights with people.
Derek, approving their websites to go to porn doesn't mean you're educating anyone.
Hey, okay.
You know that is what? An education right
there. I have my own office. So anyways, all right. So just, you know, going that, doing a little bit of that. Fuck, dude, I've just been going to work, honestly, you know, because I'm the only tech guy there now because, like, the other guy, like, quit. So I'm kind of like, you know, the boss of myself. And yeah, it's pretty much boring, you know, just go out.
Do you work from home or do you go?
No, I work on site. We only have like literally two sites, so that's really much it.
And where's on site for you?
Lake Forest and in Mission Viejo.
Okay.
So both. Yeah. And then like their admin office is in Aliso Viejo. Their admin office is actually like a 5-minute walk away from my old job too. Like, it's in the same, like, business, like, park.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I know. So, I mean, honestly, like, that's really it. Like, went to Frankincense today.
Yep.
There was not really anything, like, I don't know. Honestly, like, on the nerdy side, there's not really anything, like, good. Honestly, it's just kind of like a mundane shit.
You know what? I got to say this, and I kind of agree with Derek, but I think we're really spoiled now because we're getting so much of everything content. Like, it feels like... Like, I don't know, like, I agree, like, there's not much of Frankensons anymore. I mean, unless you like Funko Pops or certain art pieces.
It's just honestly Funko Pops and just, what is it? They're, like, custom commission pieces, and that's it.
Yeah, they do have a lot of action figures, too. I mean, I don't know, but
yeah, but I mean, even then, the Amazon prayers are overpriced.
Everything's overpriced there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
well, that's you guys are just poor. That's what it is. You just can't buy shit.
Hey, Daniel, how about you don't break your son's arm? Let's keep going.
Man. No, okay, Derek. Well, I know you didn't buy anything either, which was surprising.
Well, there's nothing really to
you
buy.
You never buy anything, though. I've noticed that you really don't buy a lot of nerdy shit.
Tons of stupid shit.
Yeah, like stuff in a mobile game.
First of all, you're fucking hating because I'm a fucking level 50 crusader, ass.
Ooh, hold on. I need a soundbite for that one. No, wrong one, but that's a good one.
Dude, he still doesn't know how to like fucking use a soundboard. It's been like 2 years, dude.
I have big fingers, man. I hit the wrong button all the time.
They're fucking huge squares. Yeah. Also, I've been playing Diablo Immortal, I guess, if I had to say.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I'd actually love to play that.
I've just been grinding that game. These fools are like, you're on COD. I'm like, no, the Crusades need me. Crusades. I've been like grinding on that game. Yeah.
Does it deal with the Crusades, like the that time frame, or is it?
Yeah, basically stopping these fools from like, you know. Well, it's mostly like demonic fools, like stopping them from like worshiping like their Satan and shit.
So am I like, you sound like you're in the your mid 30s.
You're so old, you fucking loser.
Daniel's turning into a yuppie.
But you still like make fun of people that golf. Now look at Daniel with his little golf shoes and his wee little boots.
No, that's hey, you know, it's a rite of passage, okay?
Eric, there's only one good golf, and that's mini golf, because there's, like, those King Kong, like, obstacles you got to get through.
I love mini golf, too.
Yeah, that's golf. All right, your turn, Sky. Go for it.
Well, I'm a little bummed out. I had bought tickets recently. I wanted to go to Monsterpalooza. Derek knows about that. I wanted to go see one of my lifelong idols. We were talking about you going, but I had tickets. I was going to go, and... for those of you who don't know who Dee Wallace is, most of you will, not probably by name, but by her work. As a kid, I was infatuated with this person. Like, I wanted my mom to, like, introduce me to her. I thought she was the coolest person in the world. First off, just a little, I'll give you a little bit of background on her. She was E.T.'s mom, not E.T.'s mom, Elliot's mom, and Gertie's mom in the movie E.T. I always say E.T.'s mom. And Steven Spielberg actually cast her because she was very childlike. So she always really related to, like, kids, you know? So probably hence why I was in love with her as a child. Secondly, she's more scream queen than anyone else. I mean, she's been in probably 20-plus horror movies. Howling, Cujo, I think.
Oh, that's the anchor lady, right?
Yeah, Critters. Yeah, she's been in almost every Rob Zombie horror movie that's came out, including the Halloween ones. She's just got a huge, huge, huge IMDb page, and most of it's horror. And she was there, and I really wanted to go.
Did, was she seeing your high school? Like, no, you know her?
No, I didn't know. Yeah, she's one of the few.
With him, one of the few.
Then the Scream cast was there. I thought that would be cool.
Did you go?
I didn't go, dude. I had coronavirus.
Oh yeah,
I had COVID. So I was bummed.
And I was like around this fool. No, Gurgi.
He was around me on the day before. That night I actually got it really bad. And then I hung.
Did your back hurt when you got it or no?
No, you know what? I just got fever and I got a cough. But the fever knocked me down because I was like 100+ for like 3 days almost straight. It was like wicked. Like that part. But it was my body didn't ache. I was just exhausted. So
I didn't have a cough. It's just like I had a fever and like my body, like my back was achy.
Yeah, it's weird. It sucks. Like, it sucks. I'm glad I got it because, you know, the antibodies get so high up. Daniel, have you had it yet?
Negative. Ghost Rider.
Oh, he's going to get it.
Okay, eventually. And Oscar, you've had it because you gave it to Derek, correct?
Ass. I would have been on my tombstone and be like, the murder is right among us.
So...
Then I work at a place where I didn't like the place, but then I work back at the place.
I don't know where Oscar disappeared on us really quick. We'll hopefully find him. And man, he's still on, but he's not talking. So.
I'm back, sorry. No, you guys asked me a question? I wasn't hearing
you.
We
were just talking shit.
We're good.
I know Derek.
So basically, stop you bickering, bitches. I like it's crazy because I was super bummed about that, and especially because of that, because I've never had a chance to meet Dee Wallace. And you know, there's certain like actors that you've followed your entire like life, and you've seen him in so many things. So that was a bummer. Hopefully, she comes around again. I know, Derek, you guys are going to Midsummer Night Scream, and that's another. That's a third horror convention this year they're having in LA in California.
Yeah, that one is more not for the actors, but for like the the booths that they have, and they're like the props that they're going to be able to sell this year. So
yeah, so hopefully I can go to that. That'd be fun. I'd like to get to one of them. The other one was kind of cool, but it was so it was like right in the middle or near the Omicron variant, so that it was very spaced out. There wasn't a lot of people there. Like it felt very like empty, and that was in Ontario, California. So hopefully I can get to that one. We'll see. But other than that, man, you know what? Let's actually get into a new segment, a kind of a new segment. It's going to be news, but it's going to be really kind of weird news and or just headlines. Let's say headlines. And one of the things making headlines this week is something I find fascinating, and I am so happy it's back. I'm going to play this clip, and I feel like every single person on this clip, just sit back for a second, and we'll talk to you at the end.
Fans of Taco Bell's Mexican pizza received good news this week. The food chain is bringing back the beloved menu item.
You have the two like fried tortillas that are like kind of glued together with the beans or the meat, whatever you want to do.
That's comedian and writer Rima Parikh, who wrote an essay professing her love for the Mexican pizza.
The top, there's like the cheese, there's the tomatoes. They used to have green onions. They don't have those anymore.
Of course, there's no such thing in true Mexican cuisine, but Taco Bell's creation has developed a strong following, especially among South Asian Americans.
All right, so are you guys fans of the Taco Bell Mexican pizza?
No.
I never had it.
No, oh my God. Okay. It's so,
it's all right.
I love the Taco Bell Mexican pizza. That was literally a headline, and I was so excited that it's coming back out. Has there ever been an item at one of these fast food places that you absolutely love and they, like you were in, or even just items that you're like a big fan of and they take it away? Like, I hate when that happens. Like,
yeah, I hate when that happens too.
I had only like one, and it was like fucking fat. The Pop-Tart sandwich from Carl's Jr. It was like a frozen thing, but it had like, it was like a scoop of ice cream, and then it was like between like two Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I remember that. That's funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Yeah, I'll admit that. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That actually sounds delicious. You know what?
Oh, it was very good.
Upset me too is Coke had that energy drink, and they had a zero, like a zero calorie one, and it tastes like Coke, and it had like it was like had the effects of an energy drink. I really liked that. And I was so like you can't find it anywhere. They're gone. Like they're not eBay. On any shelf. Nah, eBay, dude. I haven't checked eBay.
Or there you go. They sell Coke. What is it? Crystal Pepsi or whatever. I'm pretty sure they'll sell that. You know what I mean?
Crystal Pepsi. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like just clear Pepsi.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pepsi has a nitrous thing. So that was kind of, I was actually curious if there was ever anything like you guys were just totally all about and then one day it just disappears and you're super bummed. But usually for me, it's energy drinks. They'll do like a certain flavor or something and it just disappears and you never see it again. Yeah.
Mine's desserts, I guess. I like desserts.
Taco Bell, like, known for that. I can't get mad. They got rid of their double-decker tacos and then the XL burrito. It's gone. What do you go to Taco Bell for now?
Nothing. The Mexican pizza.
The tacos.
Yeah, because they brought it back.
They always do this. Taco Bell, what they do is they say, oh, we're going to make room for more items. And their menu looks smaller than it's ever looked, actually.
Yeah,
it's the same damn food. It's the same ingredients. There's not much you can really do with
literally, you get a five-layer burrito, and you can get, like, another burrito, and it's exactly the same, except they add, like, one thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
They put nacho cheese in it. So awesome.
That's still Taco Bell. Taco Bell sponsorship already.
Yeah. No, Taco Bell, sure. We're here. Let us know. We'll talk.
After all this, yeah, right.
Do you guys remember that Pollo Loco had like potato salad? Do you guys remember that?
Mm-mm. Who gets potato salad?
Like, who goes to fucking
Pollo Loco? Hey, like, Pollo Loco is bomb.
I like Pollo Loco too.
You're definitely a serial killer, huh?
Me or Derek? Me or Austin? All right. Next on the did you guys look at that clip today? that I sent you? Probably not.
What clip?
All right. I'm going to, just because I figured I'll have a little clip of it. I'll play it real quick and you can tell me what you guys think. And actually, if you get a chance while I'm playing the clip, just take a quick look at the video link I actually sent to your text message chain a little earlier today. So here it is. Take a look and we'll be right back.
The city of Amarillo, Texas is asking folks to guess, what is this thing? The image was captured last month at 1:25 a.m. by a camera set up inside the Amarillo Zoo, looking out through a perimeter fence. Is it a person with a strange hat who likes to walk at night? City officials asked in a tweet, referring to it as a UAO.
The Unidentified Amarillo Object.
Wow.
Let the guesses begin from Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore.
To Rocket Raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
The camera is motion activated and sends an alert to zoo officials when it captures something. There were some serious theories.
A raccoon standing on its hind legs, or potentially a person walking through the park that just happened to get captured in a peculiar way.
But the public's guesses were more colorful, from Sonic the Hedgehog to the San Antonio Spurs coyote mascot. Someone tweeted the movie Dog Soldiers called and like want their movie. Werewolf back.
Cut the clip.
Well, I was playing it to give you guys enough time to look
at it. Yeah, I looked at it.
Okay, so did you guys see a picture of the?
Yeah.
All right, I swear to you, dude, it looks like a werewolf to me, 100%. I think this is proof that werewolves exist.
You think werewolves exist?
But now
you
don't believe
in man beast.
It's man beast, dude.
It's man beast, actually.
It looks like the character from Suicide Squad.
Oh, the rat?
The rat.
Yeah. No, weasel. The weasel. It's a weasel, right?
The weasel. Yeah. There you go.
What do you think, Oscar?
Man, it looks like it could be a guy in a suit with a good Hollywood suit, you know, but you never know. You know, who knows?
I'm asking what you think.
It looks like the Stranger Things.
Like I said, it looks like a guy in a suit. It could be a guy in a suit. You know, I am open to it being a real werewolf, but at the same time, it's like it could be a person in a real legit suit.
Yeah, but that means they're walking around the Amarillo Zoo, just walking around dressed up like in a kind of like a wolf costume. And it does look like the other things, but I don't know. It just looks to me literally like the legs are almost like a werewolf legs would be, like almost hind leg-ish, you know? I don't know. It's very interesting. Hind leg-ish, is that a thing? I don't know. So that's just my take on it.
It looks like the Demogorgon for me.
Oh, Demogorgon. We're going to get into Stranger Things. There's actually some cool stuff going on. And I don't know if you guys are watching it, but I won't bore you with a lot of it. But there was actually a really cool thing that's happened this week when it came to Stranger Things. So anyways, we're going to jump out of this and get into some nerd news.
Nerd news!
All right, this week in nerd news, Daniel.
So, you know, we all know The Flash, right? One of his main lines are, run, Flash, run, right?
Yeah.
Can everybody agree?
Yes.
Who?
The Flash.
I thought that was Forrest Gump.
I know, but they always say yeah, Flash, just run. Okay. Run, Flash, run.
No, I anyways. Think that was Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Anyways, so the real light after is on the run.
Oh, yeah. He's actually on the run?
He's on the run. They can't find him. And the producers and the people, his management, they're not. He's in a bunch of crap. So he's in trouble with a bunch of things.
Do you not know?
No, he has already done, like got in bar fights and hitting people. And
do
like,
a chair at somebody crazy. At the house.
And I'm not on the run.
Yeah, he's being all crazy. So now he's on the run.
God, I hope they release this movie. They're saying it's really good.
God, what an idiot. Do they not know that he's just faster than a speeding bullet and that he could have gone to any universe?
He probably forgot, dude. He probably lost his powers.
They don't think they could catch the Flash. The man's like
the fastest man in the world. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Is he the fastest man in the world, though? Is he?
I'm the fastest man. They call me the 1 minute man.
Okay, Derek is definitely faster. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty crazy.
I didn't know he was on the run, actually. That's actually interesting. I know we've talked about him in the past on here. I think we even talked about him last time. So that's crazy. Now he's in the wind. Literally.
Yeah, he's in the wind.
Yeah.
Right, Derek, what do you got?
Okay, I got two things, actually. First thing.
Modern Warfare's out.
Fuck ass. Johnny Depp has won the trial against Amber Heard.
I know that was interesting. That was crazy.
I know. Like, finally, my boy Depp, you know, said F you and just won it. By his legal team was like on it and stuff. And I am so glad, you know, finally, at one point for the men, you know, we're coming up, boys.
Are we? And, is that coming up? Because that was a mess, dude. They both look like idiots in that thing.
You know what? Leave them alone. Okay. So, anyways, my boy Depp won. Amber Heard's getting removed from Aquaman. And she has to pay my boy, like, I don't know how, X, Y amount of money. And that's fine, you know, get your bread up, you know, get your money up, not your funny up.
I think it was like 17 million, something like that.
I think 15. I mean, she's going to do another movie. I know that she's doing another movie, and all that money that she's making is going to go to pay him off. So, you know, get your money, kings. All right. Second news is video game news. Modern Warfare 2, baby, going to be coming out soon. So anybody that has a man's, you ain't going to see him because he keeps playing with the boys. That's pretty much it, dude.
All right. Thank you. Are you sure you're a man? Because I don't think you said it enough tonight.
Yeah, we stayed top, kings. Stay up.
Stay up. All right. All right, Road Dog. Ride or die.
Road Dog.
All right. Road Dog.
Minuteman.
So first off, nerd news that has nothing to do with men, actually. Wow! Derek is on one today. So we're going to rewind 30 seconds. We're going to get this time frame because I can't have Derek pissing off everyone. What do you mean,
dude? That was on point.
No, it wasn't. Derek, you're going to make me reach half this podcast tonight. Okay, so let me know when you're done.
Done.
Okay. All right. So after this identification that we just had, and Derek going on the weirdest rant that no one will ever hear, we are
to our, like OnlyFans, and you'll get like the unedited version.
Yeah, we're gonna have an OnlyFans account, Derek topless. So back to nerd news. We actually have Miss Marvel, and has anyone seen this first episode yet?
No.
I wasn't gonna say nothing, and I hope everybody else wasn't into seeing anything either. But
I haven't seen it yet. And it looks really, really, really good. I have a clip for it, but I'm gonna skip that because I have to say this. I think I just saw one of my new favorite movies of all time. That's really not in the superhero genre and mode. I am going to play you the clip to a movie I think is probably on par to being like, I don't know, dude, it's just fucking cool. Here you go.
Danger zone. Dun, dun, dun.
What do we have here?
Yeah, here I thought we were special.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Whatever.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they gonna get to teach us?
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell. Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice. You were here at the request of Admiral Kazansky, AKA Iceman. He seems to think that you have something left to offer the Navy. What that is, I can't imagine.
With all due respect, sir, I'm not a teacher. Just want to manage the expectations.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
All right. Got a little bit more of a trailer there. Who's seen this movie so far?
I just came back from watching it.
Okay.
It sucked.
That was actually really, really good.
It's
like, really
good. I have not seen it.
It's really good. Like, even if you did not like the first movie, you don't need to see it. It's a really, really good movie. Like,
yeah,
you sit
it's
on
actually the, really good.
You sit on the edge of your seat. It's just fun. It's inspirational. It's one of those you walk away from going, man, that was cool. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
I heard that they weren't showing it in China because it was pro-American. And that's actually a real news headline. They were saying that.
Yeah, China doesn't play a lot of our movies. Actually, China has, and Disney's been doing that a lot with them too. Like, they're not changing the movies anymore.
Good.
Sacrificing some of the money.
Cool. So it was good then, Daniel. Like, what would you rate it then, I guess?
Yeah, I'll give it like 8 and 9. Yeah,
that's really good. I'm actually up there too. I would give it an 8 or 9. I actually really.
Oh, you saw it too, Sky?
Yeah, I've seen it. I love it.
It's really good. When did you see this together without me?
Yeah, just right. Yeah, right now.
Sky, you're the invite.
Yeah, we're actually sitting in the same room together.
Wow, I've been betrayed.
All right. Okay. So, who's a Stranger Thing watcher here on the gathering?
I don't watch Stranger People, bro.
No. I watched it.
Okay. How far are you guys? Has anyone started watching the new season?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Okay. I love it. I think this new season's amazing. I'm not through with it yet. I know it's in a 2-part thing, but the news isn't that. And if you're not a Stranger Thing watcher, get on board. It's really good. It's actually like, I don't know, like this one's actually kind of scary too. It's actually kind of cool. Like they're making it a little scarier. But let's give Stranger Things a little love, and I love playing this theme, by the way. So, 35 years, I think it is. This one group, their name is Kate Bush is their name, and she's been around 35 years. She never, ever, ever has broken the top 10, right? And there's a scene in this. Stranger Things, and Stranger Things is all based in the 80s, that this song is in. And I totally forgot about this song. And this song now is number one. So I want to see if any of you guys remember this song. But this song, out of nowhere, is now in the top of the charts again. So just take a listen, and I'll play a good chunk of it so we can get to at least the chorus. But I forgot about this song, and I love this song. So enjoy Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill.
We're supposed to guess it.
Oh. I'm not guessing, just see if you know it. Song. So do you guys you guys remember the song?
Any covers of that song. I was surprised, like, she actually lent out that song, because she hardly ever lends out that song. So once I heard that, like, there was Kate Bush in it, and I'm like, oh, there's only one Kate Bush song that's actually this popular. So.
Yeah, that was her most popular song, but it never broke the top 10, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And being on Stranger Things, that it's actually now in the top it's
now everyone,
but the scene makes sense.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like, the scene that they put this in is the perfect song for that scene, and it's literally one of the best Stranger Thing scenes, in my opinion, so far to date in any of the seasons or episodes. So watch Stranger Things. This is a pick for me to you. If you've never seen this, take the time. It's great. And there's only one more season after this, so there's only going to be 5 total seasons. It'll be totally watchable. Okay, we're going to move on from nerd news to talk about what are you watching. Is The Gathering watching anything that you may not be watching? And we can get you entertained, get a show on your radar that's not on your radar. So
get you a little horny for something else that you're not used to.
get you a little wanger going on. Okay, Oscar, I know you mentioned something early on. Some people have heard of this show, some people haven't. This show I know comes out of Britain.
Ireland.
It's really good. It's really, really good. So Oscar, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
All right, tell us about Peaky Blinders.
Well, I guess it's that's in 1919. It's an aftermath of the Great War. Soldiers returning home, some bad that they were literally digging holes underneath the ground to the other side of the enemy lines, and it just shows some of it. And they didn't really get into the war, but it just mostly talks about the most powerful game in time, which is the Peaky Blinders. A guy named Thomas Shelby and his family, big gang members. From, I think they were like Jews. They were Jews. They're gypsy, or not Jews, gypsies. They were gypsies. I don't know what. What race is that?
But I like the way you said Jews, and also Jews isn't a race.
I mean, I don't know how to, Jewish people. I don't know how you say the race as Jewish people, whatever. But anyway, it's really good how the season starts and how it's going now. It talks about how this you know poor family, nobody becomes like a big somebody and goes into the government. He's a politic. He plays on both sides about Churchill. He works for Churchill, but then he works for the other team. So he doesn't know where he's going at. He's just trying to play both sides, be a hero in a way. Mm-hmm. But it's really good. And season 6 is amazing. I don't want to spoil anything. The first episode is just mind blowing. You just like so many people died. But respects to forgot her name, the character. One of the characters in Peaky Blinders passed away from cancer.
Oh no!
She was like the aunt of the actor Thomas Shelby. I can't really remember her name at the moment, but she passed away with cancer. Her name is Helen McCorkey. Helen.
Corgi,
something like that. Yeah, Corgi. You know, she passed away. She was one of the greatest, like I think one of the greatest like persons in this show. She was the very person that kept like the main character in this game. So it was very sad that she passed away and how they
Wait, was this real life or
in real life.
I was like,
That's what I said. I said she had cancer, like in real life. Like she got cancer.
Okay.
She died in April 16, 2021.
Yeah, it's been a while since that show's been on the air again, right? It's been like 2 years.
Wow. Yeah,
it's been a while. I mean, a lot of shows are kind of delayed. I know Stranger Things has been a while, so I'll go next. Of course, I said Stranger Things. I'm gonna kind of revisit one. If you haven't seen this, it's Under the Banner of Heaven. It's a Hulu show. Check that out. If you want to watch something that's just it's a drama, it's a trip. It's about the LDS church. It kind of goes in depth in that. And some of the really crazy kind of, what do they call it? When you have a part of the thing that kind of break, an organization that breaks off and they're kind of extreme. I don't know. We always forget like everything on this podcast. It's that. It's like the extreme part of like the church and the ideals that people had taken like from the early days. So it's actually really interesting if you want to see that. Also, I just started watching again. This is an old show called The Greatest American Hero, one of the first superhero TV shows. And this is back in the time of a CBS, early CBS run. It's a great show. So if you want to see that. But my big pick, I think, and I'm gonna go big mainstream, just in case, because I know, and we've talked about this, but I have to say, and I'm gonna kind of go on the other direction, and I hate being this Star Wars guy, I really do. I hate being the jerk that kind of doesn't give Star Wars a bunch of love, but I'm kind of getting over like certain shows, right? Derek hung up on it. Certain shows like Obi-Wan, I'm going to mention Boba Fett. There's this these great, great, great storylines and premises that go on. And I'm a little annoyed that, like, for example, I don't know. I just felt like this show is full of plot holes. It has a lot of things going on with it. Like, it just, it's weird because there's a lot of, and spoilers for the next 1 minute if you don't know. But, like, Leia is in this, and Leia interacts with Obi-Wan a lot. And, like, she has no idea who this fool is later on. I know that they didn't think about this 45-plus years ago, but still, like, you can write a different story. It doesn't have to necessarily be that one, you know? So I don't like when they throw canon out the window. Maybe there's reasons for it. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'll figure out later on what's going on. But, like, this last episode, I don't know. It just, not the one that came out Wednesday, but the one before when they introduced Vader into it and stuff. It just seemed really forced to me. Like, they need to get Vader in it. They need him to come after Obi-Wan. Like, they had this confrontation, which I would have never in my dreams had imagined had happened without this show. Like, it just didn't make sense in my brain before. So I feel like they're forcing stories on us now. Like Boba Fett. Like, Boba Fett is like Solo. We didn't need that story. We didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, it wasn't good. It wasn't. The best part about that was Rancor. Like, one third of that story was about Mando and that,
Everybody in the Star Wars fandom just literally just.
No, you know, we're just going to get a freaking voicemail from Adam. He's going to complain that you're such a weenie. You're not a true Star Wars fan.
No, but
I'm with Adam on this side. Obviously, this guy's a little poser.
No, I do like the show. I'm just having problems with it because I like to watch something that has me completely engulfed in it, and it has.
I got it. I think maybe you just don't like child actors because Leia as a fucking kid was annoying, dude.
Yeah, she was annoying.
I like.
She
was like, I don't mind her.
Run away from me and try to jump this 15-foot gap, dude, and then try to ask for your help. Like, freaking really, dude.
And then she runs away from Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan's literally like 1 foot away from her, and he can't grab her. It's like
exactly, or when they did that chase in the forest, and she's just like literally hopping over like twigs, and then they're like, "Ugh," I'm like, "Really?" Like, oh god,
that's what I'm saying. To me, it's almost made to the point where there's things I see, and while I'm watching it, going, "That makes no sense." Like, and I don't like that. I don't like being taken out of it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I like how that doesn't make sense, but everybody fighting with lightsabers and monsters walking around, it
makes complete sense. So that's just me. That's just me being on my.
How did they make these lasers? I don't know the science.
So maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll make sense. But and then there's a lot.
You know what doesn't make sense to me? Yeah. I'm just throwing, and I noticed this a lot in this last Obi-Wan show. Is a lightsaber cuts somebody in half. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But why does the stormtroopers don't get cut and they just get knocked out? No, if like you watch it.
Murdered?
No, like, you know, yeah, if you watch it, Obi-Wan hits them with their lightsabers.
And they just fall down.
Just pass out. Like, they don't get cut in half. Yeah. They don't lose anything.
Maybe because they don't want to show, like, the fucking blood.
No, but, like, Darth Maul, you saw him, like, go half, and then other times they chop his arm off, and then you see he gets interrogated with the lightsaber, and he has a burn in his arm. But when the stormtroopers come and like,
they just get invisible.
Yeah. Ah. Is there like, am I wrong here? Like, is there their shield like anti lightsaber? Like but the inside
isn't the shield made out like PCP?
I don't know. It's a good point. I don't think I've ever seen a limb or something cut off one of these guys during their lightsaber.
All right, I got some recommendations on my own.
Go ahead, Derek. Go for it.
The Boys, new season.
Oh, I love The Boys.
It's going down. It's pretty freaking dope. I like it so far. But if you guys want to watch something off the mainstream, I recommend Hooker 2. I like how you guys laugh. That's an actual movie. It's called Hooker 2. I saw it on
VHS
today at Frankincense. And I looked it up on IMDb. I got home and I watched it on the internet. Pretty good movie.
You sure you watched the right movie?
Well, I just typed up Hooker and I clicked the first thing, so.
Okay.
This movie was so interactive, they even come to your house.
Yeah, dude, I was like, oh, wow. It's like it's like Netflix, but in real life. It was like Netflix. They actually had the actor come over to my house. I had to pay her like $50, but it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
All right, Daniel, what about you?
Oh, man. I have, what am I watching right now? Your son.
Yeah, my son. No, just like the main things, I guess. Just I didn't really care for Obi-Wan. I was just kind of like in the back burner, and I actually watched it and I enjoyed it. Yeah. It's entertaining. It has a lot of plot twists, like you said, but it's something to watch, and I get bored. Yeah. The Captain Marvel doesn't grab my attention, but I know I'm going to watch it, so I haven't watched it.
Not. It's going to be canon for the rest of it.
So Boys. Yeah. Derek already said The Boys.
The Boys are awesome. I love The Boys. I just had
it. It's The Boys.
Yeah.
And then, who cares about Miss Marvel, honestly? Like, I know it's canon, but I'm not following this phase of Marvel. Honestly, I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
I've been watching a lot of the Ink Master, like the old episodes. And actually really cool.
Yeah.
Who's that? The Dave Navarro, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually really good. Yeah. Like it. Nice. That's pretty much it. Kind of lame.
All right. We're kind of getting late on time. So I got two things. We can do two things, gentlemen. We can do a what if, or I can do a, are you smarter than a fifth grader? What do you want to do tonight?
Smarter than a fifth grader.
All right. Smarter than a fifth grader.
Let's do a little, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I know I'm not.
All right. These are just a couple of our fact or urban legend questions. Let's see how the gentlemen do tonight. All right, Derek, you're first.
Cool.
Fact or urban legend? A standard piece of paper can be folded in half 7 times.
Fact.
That is true. Fact. This is true only, but even 7 times is a stretch. Most humans of normal strength can only make 6 folds before giving it, before giving up.
God, I've done it like 8 times already. Maybe
I
know, like 8
folds. I love the fact that this says most humans of normal strength. So if you are above normal strength, you can fold it. Actually, and that's good folds, not these weird folds.
Wow! As you might say.
Okay. Daniel, you're up. Hold on. Let me make note of this really quick.
Look, he's writing down all the parts. For the people that are listening in, we're on Zoom, right? He's the only one that's ever. And every time I say something weird or out of the norm, he like writes the timestamp on there. Let him know. You're missing out on good quality. On
quantum. Okay. All right. Daniel, you ready?
Yeah.
Daniel, the Washington Memorial is only held together by friction and gravity, like a giant Jenga tower. Fact or urban legend?
Urban legend.
Fact. The Washington Memorial is truly a feat of engineering. There is no mortar or glue holding the 555-foot-high structure together. You might want to think twice about visiting on a windy day.
Oh, man. I shouldn't lean on it then.
Okay. Oscar. Are you a football fan, Oscar? Do you like football?
I like football.
Okay. A football fan was killed by a flying lawnmower at an NFL game in 1979. Fact or urban legend?
I want to say fact. I wouldn't be surprised what kind of stuff they do that.
Yeah, fact. During a Jets-Patriot game at Shea Stadium in 1979, a halftime show featuring remote control airplanes went horribly wrong. And when one of the models, shaped like a lawnmower, suddenly took a nosedive into the stands, 2 men were injured, one who died from his injuries 7 days later.
That's some Final Destination shit.
FYI, dude, I just saw Final Destination for the first time.
Oh, you never seen that movie?
No.
Dude, that movie made me afraid of flying.
I saw that when I was stuck in bed, and I thought it was actually, I was like, this guy, I didn't know there was 5 of them.
Yeah,
it gets kind of clowny towards the end, but the first one.
Number one and two will make you realize it's freaking dangerous to fly in. Fucking
number two is number two pretty good.
The driving behind a freaking
log
thing. Oh hell
no. Yeah, that was scary. Yeah,
I gotta watch number two now. Number one was cool. Okay. Oh, and the fact that Stifler's in it and he gets his head cut in half.
Oh, dude. The Stiffmeister. Yeah, he gets decapitated.
All I wanted him to do one time was act like the Stiffmeister, and he didn't do it. It bummed me out.
Of course not.
Okay, Derek.
Yes.
Fact or urban legend. After ordering a mayo-less, that's in mayonnaise, mayonnaise-less chicken sandwich from a fast food restaurant, a woman finds mayo on the chicken. After investigating, it is discovered that the substance was actually pus from a tumor on the meat.
Oh, urban legend. I mean, there's like nails and heads and shit. So I'm going to say urban legend. No, wait, fact. Sorry.
Urban legend. You should have stuck with it. The chicken in most fast food sandwiches and nuggets is actually made from processed meat. It's reformed, a patty and a nugget shaped. So this is not the case. The meat is violently pounded to uniform shape and thickness. Ain't no pus filled tumor surviving that. All right. Daniel. You there?
Yes.
Okay. Fact to urban legend. Bubble Yum chewing gum is made with spider eggs to achieve that soft, slippery consistency.
What? Spider eggs. I know it's like falls. They have to have like a regulation. Not even regulation, like a spider
FDA.
Farm.
A spider
farm. Well, they outnumber us like billions. You know that, right?
Yeah. Urban legend. You're right. There is nothing outlandish in the ingredients of Bubble Yum. Definitely not spider eggs. The corporation that owns the gum brand spent hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting this rumor in the early 1990s. It's actually a rumor in the 1990s. Okay, Oscar.
Yo.
Tarantula eggs can incubate inside a household cactus for weeks before the baby spider explodes out of the plant and invades the home, making anyone nearby an easy target.
Are we talking about like a normal sized cactus, like a small one? I don't know.
Oh my god! I was talking about the one that's planted or the one in a pot.
How big is the spider?
I'm gonna say a cactus that could actually fit a tarantula egg.
All right, what's the weather like? Is this overseas or in Australia? Like, kind of tell me.
What's South African spider probably?
You need to be very detailed. Yeah.
Back to urban legend, dude.
This ain't bagged.
Urban legend. While a tarantula might lay eggs on the outside of a cactus, she would never burrow into a cactus to start her family. Nor, and they actually lay their eggs on cactuses.
So you got it right then.
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't get it right.
No.
You did, babe?
He like looked at the camera for like 2 seconds. Yeah. He's like, no. You would have told him the degree and the latitude and longitude. He would have.
All right. Last one. Who wants it? Last one.
We'll give it to Derek.
Okay, Derek, an unsuspecting tourist was electrocuted while crossing a street in Las Vegas and died. Fact or urban legend?
What street? By what hotel?
Right near where Tupac died.
Okay, no, that's a pretty safe area. No, false.
Fact: the woman stepped on a metal plate that covered wiring for a traffic light. Officials think that the frayed wires and the rainstorm that left the crosswalk wet combined to create the perfect storm of conditions for an electrocution. Probably not the jackpot she was hoping for when she went to the Sin City. All right, gentlemen.
What the hell is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us at the gathering tonight. We appreciate it. Thank you for making us part of your day. I will get this out as soon as possible. Derek left me a lot of Easter eggs to get rid of tonight.
I did not. Let them in. They're not going to give a shit. All five listeners know me already.
And Derek, we'll see. I'll have to re-listen to see how bad Derek was tonight. But Derek, you did well. You did well.
Thank you.
All right. We do have an Instagram, and we appreciate anyone that follows us and gives us, joins the Gathering Podcast family. So, Daniel, what is our Instagram page?
You can follow us at the_gathering_nerd.
Thank you so much, Daniel. We hope everyone has a great week. We'll see you guys in a week or two. And thank you for joining the Gathering.